Onyx has done its job. Mm. Unlike other many other mobile applications or tech companies, Onyx has done its job if you got outside.
Leave it to the good folks of Montana to lead the way when it comes to using technology to get off of our technology. Today, we are outside Bozeman, Montana, with our good friend Charlie Avis of Onyx Backcountry. Onyx creates apps for outdoor adventures, everything from hiking, hunting, off-roading, backcountry skiing, and much more. Their state-of-the-art, interactive, informationally rich maps allow you to go further than ever before, which definitely has come in handy during a global pandemic. This June alone during the pandemic, their app was downloaded over 100,000 times. So whether you're just trying to find the trailhead or dodging an actual avalanche, Onyx is what you need and what you want when you're trying to get outside and go further. We had an absolute blast with Charlie and the Onyx team. We hope you enjoy this episode, and we'll see you down the road. Charlie, thanks for joining us on Roadcast.
Thanks for having me.
I'm curious just what Onyx saw as you guys have expanded products and going like, so now we have Onyx off-road, backcountry, and just in general, when you think about the tool you've created and are designing, like what are some of the hopes or what is it that you want to offer people as this thing kind of continues to grow? Because I think it's interesting in the sense it's a new technology. Like we're used to like regular maps, which feel a little bit archaic now. Mm-hmm. And yet we kind of expect everything to be in our phone, and we're still in between where it's like, hey, there's still spaces where your phone doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that's kind of the place where you guys live. So I don't know, maybe just zoom out a little bit and go, what, as you think about designing for off-roading or for adventure, like what are some of the things you guys think about and what you want to deliver?
Yeah. I mean, I think we've seen the opportunity with designing for or filling a hole for yeah. mapping in the backcountry. Like, I mean, it's sort of you could say like where Google Maps ends, like Onyx picks up. Because Google Maps, if you've ever tried to drive with Google Maps across Wyoming, you'll realize that it's not great. I mean, as you get outside of the main cities, there is a lack or a hole potentially mm-hmm. for understanding, or having digital maps for those areas. So what Onyx did was, because we built this product for hunting, we realized that we actually had this core package that was really critical for people that were navigating in the backcountry.
Okay.
There's the hunting specific stuff, which is like private public land and access and regulations. But really there's also this core package of being able to download maps offline. So particularly in the American West, but also basically all over the place, if you get too far off the beaten path, you'll lose cell service.
Yeah.
So how can we make sure that the maps that you use to navigate are available offline?
Okay, then you got to just dive there. Like, how does that work? Like, what is the way?
Well, we've built the product such that you just define an area that you want to go into and download the maps offline, okay. and then we pull those from our servers, save it locally on your phone, and it works seamlessly with when you are online, right? Like, if you're online, it'll pull whatever mapping data you have, but if you're offline, it'll just be the exact same experience, exact same app, but you'll just have that data already stored on your phone.
And so then does your phone still ping on that map, or like is it?
Yep. So one thing that is awesome with these tools that we have in our pocket all the time is that even if you're in airplane mode, you get GPS signal.
Ah,
and so your little blue dot will show up on your map no matter where you are. So it's still a perfectly useful mm-hmm. navigation tool, even if you have no cell service or you're on airplane mode and trying to save battery or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Is there a story that kind of typifies like a favorite moment for you in using, whether it's backcountry or hunt or off-road, just as a personal user of the tool?
So one of the things I work on primarily now is the new product, Onyx Backcountry, which is focused more on kind of foot-powered adventures. You know, obviously hunt can be foot-powered too, but we're looking at, you know, foot-powered adventures where you're not carrying a gun. and But so for me, I'm a very large, I'm a big backcountry skier. Okay. Love backcountry skiing. And one of the critical things with backcountry skiing, especially around here, is to stay safe and avoid avalanches.
Seems like an important thing.
And so one of the things that we built is a slope angle shading tool that helps you determine where, where areas of high avalanche, or actually it helps you determine what's terrain is likely to be avalanche terrain versus what terrain is likely not to be avalanche terrain. And there's a sweet spot in skiing where if you find something from 20 to 28 degrees, it's fun to ski, but it's not going to avalanche. And so I had a lot of fun with the tool this year, finding like half a dozen totally new areas to me that I had never been to before that I could go ski and not worry about being caught in an avalanche. So it's things like that. That's a pretty hot, more advanced use, but that's this kind of stuff that it enables
that's
us to do.
That's fascinating. I know we chatted a little bit about it, but like, how are they telling what's ready to like, that could be avalanche risk, you know, and those calculations, like, and then putting them all into the app? It just seems like an insane amount of data.
Yeah, the, so the U.S. actually has digital, they're called digital elevation models.
Okay.
So DEMs. So with like digital elevation data, we can start to do a whole bunch of things with that. So you, that's how we generate our topo maps, right? Because the contour lines, which indicate, you know, lines of elevation, come out of that data set. And then you can also start to calculate your slope angle, which, and do other sorts of visualizations like that. So for slope angle, for avalanches, the resolution of your data is extremely important. Because if you have a digital elevation model that's like 10 meters, which means that you have one elevation data point for every 10 meters of, or 10 square meters on the ground, that's relatively low resolution and you might miss small like rollovers in the terrain.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, so the state of the art nowadays is 1 meter elevation or 1 meter resolution for elevation models, which means that for every square meter on the ground, you have an elevation data. And so that gives you
that's
really
amazing.
High resolution.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of stuff we're trying to like, you know, you have access to that data and it's really about pulling it in and then make creating visualizations and tools off of it that are both extremely useful, like for the expert user, but also like consumable or understandable by, your
first-time
users. First-time users or even just people that are learning.
Yeah. As someone who's representing the product to the customer, you know, you have yourself, which is looking at the shading of the side of a hill for avalanches, which maybe for someone that's in the city, that's not their first, like, thought, you know?
Yep.
And yet you also have to be thinking about, you know, someone's, like, early entry point into, like, I just gonna want to go walk a trail.
Yep.
Like, how do I find the trailhead is even just a thing of, like... Yep. You know, sometimes trailheads are just difficult to find. And so I'd love for you to talk about that tension and like, how do you start to meet people at both those places? And I think maybe in the background of my mind as well is just knowing that in COVID, I think I'd read there was like over 100,000 downloads of your guys' app just in June of like the world shuts down and the only place to be is outdoors, you know? And so now you have this rush of first time people that are, anyways, that's a lot of questions, but kind of that tension between.
Totally. And that's something that we think about a lot and is probably one of our toughest design challenges or principles. One way that we've thought about it is that, you know, going outside, even if you live in a city, like, and you're going on your first hike, that's like one, the step one on what is hopefully a lifelong journey of being outside and learning about it. And you can go as far down that journey as you want. But the tools that we like to, that we have been building, so take the slope angle shading one, I think we believe that the expert tools are still the tools, the best tools that we have to keep you safe in the backcountry.
Yeah.
And you may not ever be in a situation where you need those. And so we can kind of backpedal from that. But we want to make sure that the experience is as deep as possible and that it does solve the problems of people that are in the backcountry. I mean, it's ultimately a safety problem if you get lost on the trail, which does happen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We have, like, in our app are the tools to help you navigate back to safety. But of course, there's a learning curve with those things.
Mm-hmm. It made me think, is there a stack of stories of, like, Onyx in terms of safety, like getting people out of gnarly situations?
We get customer service particularly during hunting season. We'll get a handful of stories a year, and they're a bit wide ranging, but they'll be, as simple as I dropped my binoculars while hunting, and they're the most expensive thing that I own, and I love them so much. And if it weren't for Onyx and knowing, and if I hadn't been tracking where I was, I wouldn't have been able to go back and find them. I mean, as simple as that to, like, I broke my leg in the woods. I had to use Onyx to send the coordinates to my,
oh, that's great,
to search and rescue who came and picked me up. So we get stories about that. I mean, that's one of our core tenets at Onyx. And this gets back to that question we were talking about around the beginner expert sort of, is that one of our core tenets is to be trustworthy.
Uh-huh.
Is that, we have paper maps, but, like, if Onyx, I mean, your phone is really the most stress tested tool that we all have, right? Everybody uses it every day. It's in your pocket every day. So as far as a backcountry tool, it actually, you should have more confidence in it working almost than anything else. And if you take care of it. So we believe that this is a tool that can get you out of a sticky situation or hopefully help you to not get in that sticky situation in the first place. And being trustworthy for that. So back to offline maps, like, offline maps need to work. Like, they have to work. And that's sort of number one. And battery life, like, we do a lot of work to make sure that our app doesn't suck battery life, because as soon as your phone runs out, that's a bad thing. And so being trustworthy in the backcountry is really important. Mm-hmm. And, speaking personally again, I haven't carried a paper map into the backcountry for the last 5 years.
The world feels as small as it's ever felt,
right?
We're hyper-connected through our phones and what our phones can do. And yet even, like, driving out through Montana from Portland, Oregon, Washington, you get a sense of scale of, like, I think there's this disconnect of, like, we think the world is small, and yet there's so much land to explore. And you can get lost so easily. You get disconnected from this reality and just this. I don't know. I think that's an interesting, like, as you were helping people go further, just reminding people there's still places that you can get lost, which for someone is a novel thought. For other people that spend their time in the backwoods all the time, you're like, oh yeah, it's easy. It doesn't take you long at all. And just how technology is helping us push further, and it seems like there's a good place where, they're working together, where tech is helping us get more out into nature. It's helping us get further away from technology in the best possible sense.
Onyx has done its job. Unlike many other mobile applications or tech companies, Onyx has done its job if you got outside, right?
Yes, like, that's perfect.
I actually, we think that the app is engaged, like, it's useful, and we hear about people, navigating on it, like, pulling their phones out all the time while they're outside because they have to navigate. But we also have heard of people that love this product, use it all the time, but they stick it in their pocket and they don't ever look at it while they're outside, right? So it's the point of Onyx is not engagement metrics while you're outside.
Yeah.
It's the point of Onyx is that you got outside in the first place. And that's such a cool thing for a tech company is that we're trying to, I think it's truly an augmentative tool rather than a replacement for something. Like, you can't spin around on Onyx and that replaces going out on a hike or going out for
which
a
is
hunt,
super refreshing for a tech company where you're like, we don't care about how many times you click it, or whatever it is. It's like, we want you out and to be more comfortable and confident, like, adventuring or hiking or doing what you want to do.
Yeah. And people use it different ways. And some people don't like having their phone in the backcountry, but there's actually still, there's, there's still use in that, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like you can here's another example is that you can I like to try to drive around never using Google Maps, right? Because like Google Maps tells you where to go. It's not all that fun. It's kind of fun to be like, oh, well, I think I know where to go.
Which again, that's a novel idea.
It's crazy, right?
Like, how about I just drive, not looking at a screen? Yeah. Anyways.
But the reason I feel totally fine doing that is because if I do get lost, I'll just pull out Google Maps and find my way home.
Yeah, yeah.
And Onyx is a little bit like that too, where you can use it so that you don't ever get lost, or you could put it in your pocket and go explore and then you can find your way home.
That's
right.
So it's that's so good.
Kind of it's up to the end user at that point.
Yeah, and I love in terms of just the confidence to go out on adventure and to like instill that in other people. So this platform and this tool obviously is, as it's grown, it's given you it's given you a platform, and I know that you guys care a lot about just access to land, which I would love for you to chat about, like, why is that important? What is that? You know, why do we want to protect it?
So one of the projects that we've been working on is we've been calling it Landlocked, where using the data that we have and the tool that we have, we were able to identify millions of acres of public land in the American West that are inaccessible because there's either no public road or trail to access them, or they're landlocked, meaning that they are surrounded by private land and so aren't
it just
accessed.
Sits in there.
Mm-hmm. So there's millions of acres that are That's landlocked crazy. Like that, and I think we ran the numbers on it, and there's 400 peaks, you know, hundreds of hot springs, like all these things that I think we associate with being outside and all the things that we love to do, and they're just not accessible. So that's one project that we've done, is to identify those areas and then also work with governments to come up with potential land swaps or trail easements or other ways to create access opportunities to that land. So that's a really cool use of just the mapping technology that we have, and trying to advocate for more access opportunities.
So good. You guys also work with, is it a nonprofit called Leave No Trace?
Yep.
To hear more about that.
We did a partnership with Leave No Trace in June for the Onyx Backcountry product, where we sold our app for $10. And all of those proceeds went directly to Leave No Trace.
Okay. What are they doing?
Leave No Trace is a nonprofit organization that advocates for responsible use of the backcountry, basically. Okay. They have a set of principles that are, to educate people about like how you should interact with your environment, the outdoors, the core tenet of it being like, reduce human impact and leave the place better than you found it.
Yeah.
And so that's a really important part too, as we, Onyx is in a world where we are going to be pulling in more people into the outdoors. If we do our job right, like more people will go hiking, more people will be at trailheads. But we care a lot about making sure that impact isn't negative.
Love it.
To the trails, to the land. So whether that means, from our perspective, like spreading people out, like there's so many trails around here. And of course we're at a particularly popular one today, but this one was built to have the infrastructure to handle that. Yeah. And, but there's so many trails around. So if we can help people discover other places to go, that's a win.
Love it.
But then also making sure that, that we are working in line with Leave No Trace principles and educating and supporting those organizations where possible.
I don't know about you, but there's something comforting knowing that there are tech companies solely focused on dreaming up ways to help us get outside and further into the fresh air. So thanks again to Charlie and our friends at Onyx for leading the charge and helping us go further. Kim!
the door, and it jumped back in my hand. I stood there like a natural bone man, like a stricken lining, and my bone.